It's been a bloody week for the American military in Iraq. At least 15 Marines were killed fighting in Fallujah and Ramadi. Most of those Marines were based at Camp Pendleton near San Diego. The continued fighting in Iraq has left frayed nerves on the base and in the neighboring town of Oceanside, California, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Camp Pendleton is a sprawling military base on the shores of the Pacific Ocean. But the thoughts of many people here are far from the Pacific, in the hostile streets of Fallujah and Ramadi, where friends and loved ones have been fighting. In a news conference outside the base yesterday, Major General Keith Stalder offered condolences to those who've lost loved ones in Iraq, and he said the Marines are doing all they can to help those family members still waiting anxiously for news.
They understand the importance of the cause that we fight for, and that knowledge gives them the strength they need to endure separation, loneliness, fear, and sometimes even loss.
Loneliness and fear extend to the nearby town of Oceanside, where local newspapers are filled with frontline photographs from Fallujah and stories from Ramadi, where 12 Marines were killed on Tuesday.
We're tired of hearing about injuries and loss. We just want them to come home.
At the Coast Highway Barbershop, one of many in Oceanside, Tracy Paramore drags an electric razor across a Marine's thick neck. Paramore's brother is recently home from Iraq, but many of her regular customers are still there, some of them for the second time in less than a year.
I've actually said goodbye to guys and seen them again 8 months later, and they're leaving again in a month. You get to know these people like family. You see them once a week, you see their children and their wives and their friends, so it's tough. I just want them all to come home.
More than a year ago, when the war began, Paramore had a yellow ribbon painted in the front window of the barbershop with the message, "We support our troops." The ribbon is still in the window, and the Marines show no signs of leaving Iraq.
I knew it wasn't something that would be, you know, finished overnight. I hoped that they'd be home by now. I don't know what to expect with war, you know. It's difficult.
Some 14,000 Marines from Camp Pendleton are currently serving in Iraq, and more will be going soon as part of a spring and summer rotation. At Dorothy's Military Laundry, freshly pressed Marine uniforms hang in plastic bags printed with American flags. Owner Jerry Alexander echoes the military commanders, saying despite this week's violence, the Marines are well prepared for battle.
They were hoping it was peacekeeping, but they were preparing for the worst. They didn't expect Iraqis to roll over and say, "Oh God, here come the Marines, let's go." So they knew what they were going to.
Even so, Alexander says he was caught off guard this week when so many Marines were killed.
You read about it every day, you watch it on the news, you listen to it on the radio, you hear people were killed. So then you wonder, okay, did I know this person? You know, and it's a good chance that you do. As morbid as it sounds, you sit there and you look at the names and see if you know somebody.
Friends and families around the country have been going through the same nervous exercise. The Marines killed this week came from all over, from Florida, Texas, Minnesota, Rhode Island. For a time, though, many of those Marines called Camp Pendleton home, and their neighbors in Oceanside are grieving for them. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.